Tonight's daf is daf ches, so let's take it from the bottom, or rather from the top, two lines down. Amar mar, beis hila omrim min ha-maiser. So the Gemara is talking about the Mishnah from yesterday was talking about bringing chagiga, and beis Shammai says you have to bring the chagiga for Pesach from Chulin, but beis Hillel says you're allowed to bring from maiser. And the klal was anything that has to come as a chova, davar shebechova, eino ba'elam min ha-chulin. So seemingly, this Karban Chagiga that you're bringing on Karban Pesach is a Chova, so you have to bring Chulin. How come Beis Hillel allows you to bring from Maaser? So the Gemara says this explicitly, Amai, Davar Shebechova, bringing the Karban Chagiga on Pesach is a Chiv, V'chol Davar Shebechova Eino Ba'elam Min Chulin. You have to bring from Chulin, you can't bring from Maaser.
Is there a question
for that? That's just the din. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula Betofel. So he said Betofel. What does it mean Betofel? So look what Rashi says, two lines from the top here. Betofel, Mechaber Meiser in Machulin Umevi. You're allowed to mix together the Meiser money and the Chulin, and you can bring it together. So how exactly do the Tofel? How do you combine them? How do you Ma'arev them? So Chizkiya Amar Tofen Behema Le Behema, Vein Tofen Maus Le Maus. What you're allowed to do is mix an animal and an animal, but not Maus. And not money. So look what Rashi says. Rashi explains, Chizkiya Amar Behema Le Behema. Im Yeshlo Ochlin Harbif. If you have a lot of people eating, Vein Lehen Sipik Be Behema Achas. And it's not enough for just one animal to feed them. So Yavi Achas Le Chagiga Minachulun. Vashar Minach Maiser. So the first animal you bring, which is the Chova, the Chagiga, that has to come from Chulun. That Beis Hillel agrees to. But the additional animals that are needed for the Karban Chagiga, that's allowed to come from the Maiser. So what's the Chiddush there?
If you had more by Pesach.
But the Mishnah says, now the Gemara is clarifying further now. So the first animal is going to be a machlokas in a second. How do you do the tofel? But Chizkiya says the first animal comes from Chulun, and the additional animals may come from Meiser. But you cannot combine them. The money, Rashi says, the next Rashi, Vein tofen maos lemos, liknos behem agdola. You can't combine all the money together to buy one large animal, because the first animal that's brought must be exclusively from Chulin. So that's Shitas Chizkiya. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, tofen maos lemos. No, you are only allowed to combine the different monies together to buy one large animal, but vein tofen behema lebehema. But you can't buy one animal from Chulin and the additional ones from Maaser alone, because that means the additional chagigas are not coming from Chulin. So Rabbi Yochanan argues on this. So just look at Rashi, continuing Rashi, Ve'ein Tofen Maos Lemos. So now the next line says, Liknos Behema Gedola. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ipcha, Rabbi Yochanan says the complete opposite of Chizkiya, Lemar is Chazi Le Shapir. According to one, it's more appropriate, Tfei Yitzias Yidei Chavasa Menachulim, Kishimevi Behema Shlema Menachulim. It's better to have the first animal exclusively from Chulin. Ulamar's Chazi Le Shapir Tfei, he thinks is better, that Rabbi Yochanan thinks is better, Kishachulin Muravin im Kol Achilasa, that every person who eats has some level of the Chulin. Because let's say the first animal is only Chulin, and the additional ones are Maiser. So if you're only eating from the additional ones, you're eating from Maiser, you're not getting the Chulin. So better to spread the wealth and have one large animal, which is mixing Chulin and Maiser, but at least everybody who eats is going to get at least some portion of the Chulin, even though it's going to be mixed together with the Maiser. So it ends up being a Chepsa Gavra situation here. So again, according to Chizkiya, he allows you to buy, the one animal has to be exclusively Chulin, the other ones can be Maiser Behema. We're focusing on the Chepsa, that has to be a Chepsa of Chulin. And Rabbi Yochanan focuses on the Gavra, that each Gavra has to be able to have at least a portion of the Chulin, which should only be accomplished if you mix the money together to buy one large animal. So the Gemara explains further now, Tanya Kavasi de Chizkiya, Tanya Kavasi de Yochanan. There's a brayso that supports each of these Amoraim. So how are they go? So Tanya Kavasi de Yochanan. So the Pasuk says, Pasuk which appears in the context of, this is referring to, what is it, Shemitah? Shavuos, Rashi says. So the Gemara, the Pasuk says here, try to get the whole pasuk on the side here. One second here. V'asisa chag shuvos la'Hashem. You make shuvos lokecha misas nidvas yodcha asher titen kasher yivarecha Hashem lokecha. So when you're celebrating shuvos, you say misas nidvas. The nidava, the offerings, is misas. What does it mean misas? So the Gemara says melamed she'adam mevi chovaso min hachulim. So your chiv to bring the various karbanos in each of the amim tovim has to come from misas. And misas, the Gemara will explain later on, is a lashon of chulin. We'll see how, but it's a lashon chulin. So the chovas have to come from chulin. Uminayin, how do we know she'im ratul ariv ma'ariv? How do we know if you want to combine chulin with meiser, that's permitted. The way you mix together any type of bracha, you want to make it larger, you could expand it. So this is Rabbi Yochanan who says you could take the misas, the chulin money, and mix it together with meiser to buy one larger animal. So that supports Rabbi Yochanan that you could be tofen maos lmaos, mixing the money together, but you can't buy separate animals, one of chulin, one of meiser. So then the Gemara quotes a brisa that supports chizkiyah, tanur kavasi de chizkiyah. Misa, he's the pasuk. Misa means melami to teach us. She adam mevi chovasa min achulin. You're allowed to bring your chova. You have to bring your chova from the chulin. So on this brisa, beishami omrim yom rishon min achulin mikan ve'elach min ha'maiser. The first day, all the animals that are brought on the first day must come from chulin, but beyond that, you could use for maiser. But beishilo omrim achila rishona min achulin. Only the first bite needs to be from chulin, but mikan ve'elach min ha'maiser, the rest of the bites, the rest of the eatings on the first day can come from maiser. V'shar koyimos ha'pesach, and also the remaining days of Pesach can also come from maiser. V'adam yotzei dev chavaso. So we see from here that only the first bite needs to be eaten, but you're allowed to mix the entire animal together. So as long as the animal has some level of chulin, where you could say that your first bite is a chulin bite, even though the remaining bites of that one animal might be meiser, you fulfill your obligation. So this brisa supports shitas chizkiyah. Okay, now the Gemara says that adam yotzei dechavaso v'meiser behema v'yamtav. A person is able to fulfill his obligation using a meiser behema on yamtav. So the Gemara says, let's run Rashi for 1 second here. I think he can't use it on Yom Tov, right? So Gemara says, Adam Yotzi Dechazav Ma'aseh Behema, a person is allowed to use a Ma'aseh Behema to fulfill his obligation. So, what? After the first day. So what Ma'aseh Behema is that the person has multiple animals and he takes every 10th animal, walks through the pen, he counts 1, 2, the 10th one, he makes a little secret, a little line on it. So that's going to be Ma'aseh Behema. That can be used for the additional eatings on Pesach, just not for the first one, because that's not chulin, it's Ma'aseh. So Gemara says, now, b'yom tov my time below. So you're only allowed to use Ma'aseh Behema on the remaining days, but why can't you use it on the first day? What's wrong with the first day? So the Gemara says, Rashi says, b'yom tov my time below. Nafik b'maiser behema, b'shar achilos chus min arishonam. According to the Beis Hillel, you can't use maiser for the first eating, but the additional eatings you can use maiser sheni. So maiser behema should be the same thing. You should be able to use maiser behema, just not for the first achila, but the remaining achilos on day one, you should be able to use maiser behema, just like you could use maiser sheni. So why not? So answer the Gemara, Amar Vashi, Dilma Asi Lasure b'yom tov. V'yef shar la'asa b'yom tov mishum sikrasa. Because if you allow Meiser behema to be used for the first day of the additional eatings, that might lead a person to actually take Meiser behema on Yontif. And you can't take Meiser behema on Yontif because you can't do it without having to do a sikrasa, having to make a mark. So what's the problem? So look at Rashi, Mishum sikrasa, shetzovo, you're dying it, you're coloring the animal. The Mishnah tells us at the end of Maseches Bechoros, Hayotze ba'asiri soko besikra, the animal that walks out 10th, you give it a little mark. V'omer harezim ma'aser, say this is ma'aser. V'hutzava adam, it's a red color. Shetovin bo tarisin, that's how they would color. So because it might lead you to take ma'aser behema on yantif and drawing that red mark on it, that's which of course is an iser. So that's why they said don't have ma'aser behema at all on the first day of yantif. So there's an interesting tosos here. We don't have time to do a tosos, right? Look at tosos d'ir maschal mishum sikrasa. It's a decent sized tosos, but it's very, very interesting in terms of understanding ma'aser behema. So Tosa says, Hiksha Rav Rabbeinu Elchanan, Tepik Lei Dein Makdishin Miyomtif. Because the Kamar Beperek Basa De Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza tells us that you cannot be Makdish something in general. I can't take a table, I can't take an animal and be Makdish it. It's an Issa to be Makdish. So that should be the problem. Forget the Sikrasa, forget the red mark, the being Makdish it. So the Yeshlomer, he says, Shiny Hacha, here is different. The Kedusha Vomedes. The Kevin De Chayim Natorah Lakadsho. So there's a very big chiddush here that ma'aser behema, I'm not really creating the kedusha. When I have an animal and I say, I want that cow for my carbon, so I'm Makdish, I've created that Kedusha. When I have animals walk out, one, two, three, that tenth animal becomes Kedusha Me'elel. The Gemara says that, for those who remember learning Baba Metzi in the beginning, by Takva Kohen, the Gemara says there, Kedusha Me'elel. It happens naturally as it walks out. I didn't do the Kedusha. The fact that it was number 10. So I did not create the Kedusha. So that's why Rav Chanan says, it's not an Isser being Maktish on Yantif. The Kedusha takes place on its own. The reason why you can't do Meiser Behem on Yantif is because you might make that red mark. So then the Gemara says, Hilkach L'Shaich B'Shem Isser. But then comes along the Re Tirits. The Tzviya did not get, no, you know why they chose the issue of Tzvi? Because Lefishu is a deraisa. No, Kedusha and being Makdish in animals also a problem. But that, as he'll say, Hilkach Gazubei, they made a gzeir on this. Vamakdish, the Lohavi Rakhtir Abundant. What's the issue of being Makdish in animal? There's no malach involved in being Makdish in animal. It's a Tikkun Mana. It's creating something new. But it's only an Issa Midir Banam, Tikkun Mana. So that's only Rak Midir Banam. They weren't gozer on that. It would be Ain Gozer and Gzeira, a gzeira. I mean, if you can't be Makdish in animal in Yantif, the reason why you can't be Makdish is only an Issa Midirabanan. So you're not going to say, don't eat from a Meiser Behem on Yomtif, because then you might end up being Makdish on Yomtif, which is itself an Issa Midirabanan. So they didn't make a Gzerah. The only reason why they asked bringing a Meiser Behem on Yomtif is because you might end up making that red line, which is an Issa Deraisa, which is deserving of a Gzerah.
V'chein.
Tzoveah, yeah. V'chein mashma ha'asam, it also implies there, later on, daf lamed vav, it says, gavei ein rochvin agavei behema umokilei b'shem tchumim. So lema, k'sav, we can skip these lines here. Okay, fine. Let's go a little bit further now. Okay, we could, that's enough now. So end up sounding like there's a machlokas here in Tosos, two days, whether or not. So the second answer assumes that you actually are being makdish. The Ma'aseh Behema doesn't come Kedusha Me'elah, I'm actually being makdish. But since that Kedusha is only an Isser Midirbanam, that wasn't enough reason to be gozer. So that's the two days in Tosos. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, around eight lines up, my mashma dahai misas lishna dechulun. The Gemara said, based on the pasuk of misas means chulun, that you have to use chulun money to buy these chovos of the chagigon carbon Pesach. So how do you know that means chulun? So he says, dechse, the pasuk says, in Esther, vayasam hamelach ha-chashverish mas al ha-aretz, he placed taxes on the land, which of course is something davar chulun. So that's where the word misas means something chulun. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Yisrael Yotzin Yidei Chavasim B'Nedarim V'Nedavos. The Klai Yisrael is Yotzin, their obligations using the Darim V'Nedavos. Even though they took upon themselves to bring a Neder, they took upon themselves to bring a Nedava, they're allowed to use those to fulfill the obligations of Shalmei Simcha. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan V'Simachta B'Chagecha. You're supposed to rejoice in the Yomtif. The Rabbos called Minei Smachos the Simcha to include all types, any way you're Misamech, that's going to be enough. Mikan Amru Chachamim, from here Chachamim said, Yisrael Yotzin Yidei Chavasim B'Nedarim V'Nedavos, V'Maiser Behemo of Hakohanim B'Chatas, V'Asham U'B'Chor B'Chaziv V'Shok. Any type of meat that a person get a hand of, that they're able to eat, then that's going to fulfill the obligation. So for Yisrael, it means if I made a Neder, or a Nedava, or my Maiser Behemo, I could eat that meat, so then I'm allowed to fulfill my obligation of Shalmei Simcha. A Kohen could bring a Chatas. When it comes to someone else bring a Chatas, the Kohen eats from that person's chatas. So that eating the chatas could fulfill his meiser, his simcha. And if someone brings a carbon ashram, he eats from the carbon ashram, and a bechor, and a chaziv ashok. So all these things he eats from, that could fulfill the obligation of shalmei simcha. So then the Braisa says, yachal af be'ofos be'menachos. Maybe you should be able to fulfill your obligation with eating birds and menachos that are all brought as karbanos. Tamaloma, the pasuk said, v'samachta b'chagecha. So Pasuk says, "V'samachta b'chagecha." What's the juxtaposition of "samachta b'chagecha"? A chagiga. Only that which comes from chagiga for chagiga can be used as simcha. Only meat, only basar, ofos and menachos, which are not brought as chagiga, therefore cannot be used to fulfill your obligation of simcha. Rav Ashi Amar brings another pasuk. V'samachta nafka. If it's where the word samachta itself, forget the connection to chagiga. The word samachta itself is the source. Yatsu elu shem bam simcha. He just says very clearly that there is no simcha when you eat chicken and when you eat flour. There's no simcha involved. The only simcha a person has is when he's actually eating basa. That's true simcha. Ravashi, hay b'chagecha may avilei. So what does he do with the word chagecha? So he says, "Ha'ulich the Rav Daniel Bar Katina, the Amar of Daniel Bar Katina, Amar Rav, minayin she knows and nashim b'moed, she nemar v'samachta b'chagecha lo b'yishtecha." We saw the Gemara. We didn't do Moed Katan yet, right? We didn't do it together. Okay, we'll do it probably in the summer, is my guess. So the Gemara Moed Katan has the Mishnah tells us there in Daf Chesam Rebeis that ain you cannot nosin nashim on moed because there are a few different answers. So Rav Ashi uses the pasuk v'samachta b'chagecha. You have to rejoice in the chag, but you cannot rejoice with your wife. You can't get married. That's one of the sources. Amar ben Simcha b'Simcha is another reason why. There are a few different reasons brought down in the Gemara, but this is what Rav Ashi does with the pasuk v'samachta b'chagecha. Okay. Mishnah now says, Mishi eshla ochlin merubim ubenechasim muatim. A person has a large family, but has very little property and money. So maybe shlamim merubim ve'olos muatis. So he should spend his money on buying a lot of shlamim to feed his animal, but he shouldn't buy so many. He should muatis. He should lessen the amount of olos he brings because he can't afford it and it's not going to feed him. So shlamim merubim ve'olos muatis. Nechasim merubim. If a person has a lot of property ve'ochlin muatim, but has a very small family, so then maybe olos he could bring a lot of merubos, bring a lot of olos. He doesn't need the food there. Just donate things to the mizbeach. But shlamim muatim and bring very little shlamim, just enough to feed his family. Zev zev muat. Let's say he has a small family and a little property. Alzeh nemar. And that person, that's when we have the Mishnah. Mea kesef, shtei kesef. That's when we have the machlokas at the beginning of the Masechta, where how much you spend in the Chagiga versus the Ola. That's when a person is very limited in his fund and limited in who needs to feed to. So then the Gemara says, zev zev merubim. Let's say a person has a big family and a lot of money, alzeh nemar, about such a person, the Mishnah invokes the pasuk, ish kimat nos yado kivirkas Hashem alkecha shenoson lach. A person, according to the way he was given, the brach of Hashem, that's how he should give. So he should buy a lot of shlamim and buy a lot of olos. So these are the four different types of people that we have in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, according to the first category, the person who has ochlim merubim but nechasim muatim, very little money, he should buy a lot of shlamim and very little olos. So the Gemara says, shlamim merubim mehechim aisi, haleshle. The guy has a nechasim muatim, so how does he have money to buy many shlamim that cost a lot of money by a cow? So where is he getting this money from to buy shlamim merubim? So Amar Rav Chisa says, tofel umevi pargolda. What he should do is, he should combine the money, get his maos chulin, and he can add some meiser. He doesn't have a lot of money available to him, but he's allowed to use his meiser sheni money and add it to the fund to get a larger animal in order to feed his family. That's what's going on. You're being tofel, you're combining the various monies that you have. So Amrle Rav Sheshes says to Rav Chista, Hari Amru, it says tofen behema la behema. So unclear what Rav Sheshes means by this. He says you're allowed to, a person's allowed to buy an animal, and he can buy multiple animals. Meaning he's suggesting right now, buy one animal from Chulun and buy a second animal from Meiser. Why do you have to combine it together? So the Gemara is trying to understand what Rav Sheshes' challenge is here. My Kamarle, what's Rav Sheshes saying to Rav Chista? Ilei Mahalchi Kamar, if he's saying, Harei Amru, he's asking, Tofen Behema Lebehema, Aval Lo Mos Lemos, you're only allowed to buy multiple animals, but you can't combine the money together. So how could you, Rav Chista, say, Tofel, combine the monies together? If that was Rav Sheshes' challenge, Rav Sheshes should have said to him, Ain Tofen Mos Lemos. He should have said, not what you can do, he should be saying what you can't do. He says, he should say, Rav Chista, you can't be Tofel. You can't combine the money together to buy a par gadol. He should have said then, Ain Tofen Mos Lemos. You can't combine the money together. So that can't be what Rav Sheshes' challenge was. El Hachi Kamar. What Rav Sheshes says to him is, Hare Amru Af Tofen Behema Lebema. He says, why are you limiting it, Rav Chista? Why are you saying to only combine the money and buy one large cow? You're also allowed to buy multiple animals, one from Chulun money and one from Meiser. You have other options. Why are you limiting what you could do? You could do both of them. You can combine Maos and you can combine Behemos. So Gemara says, the problem with that is because, come on, who does he all like? The Lo Kichiski of the Lo Kab Yochanan. We saw on Amun Aleph that it was mutually exclusive. Either you only allow Behema Lebema or you allow Maos Lemos. You can't allow both. So now this interpretation of Rav Sheshes is like no one we saw earlier. So the Gemara says, maybe you're going to tell me v'chi tema amarayhu depligi masniti lo pligi. What does this mean? So look at Rashi says around 15 narrow lines down. Rashi says v'chi tema, if you're going to suggest amarayhu depligi chizki Rav Yochan hu depligi bebehema of mals. It's the amarayim of chizki Rav Yochan who argue about masniti and the brisa daisin leila we brought earlier. Tani Kavasa Demar Udemar is not a machlok, it's a pligi. They both allow. Remember, we brought a brisa that supported Rav Yochanan, and we brought a brisa that supported Rav Chista. So those prices are maybe not arguing. Only the Amoraim presented as a machlokas, but really we hold elu ve'elu, d'ireil kimchayin. They're both true. You could do malos malos, and you could do behema behema. So maybe that's what Rav Sheshis is saying. Yeah, that Rav Yochanan and Chizkiah made a whole machlokas, which didn't exist. Both prices are correct. So again, the Gemara says, v'chitem, if you're going to tell me Amoraim who to plead, it's only the Amoraim who are arguing, but the masnisen lo plugi, but the prices are not arguing with each other, and they're both true. But v'ha'katani, don't we have the price that clearly says, achila rishona, minachulim, that the first bite has to come from the chulim. So what does that mean? So look at Rashi says. Rashi says, v'hakatani achila rishona minachulim. Because ha'kadaitach, the havamina is, the suda haba rishona al hashulchan by kula michulim. The first bite that you have to take has to come exclusively from chulim. It can't come from the most mice at all. So it sounds like from the Brice it's excluding another case. It only allows behema and behema to buy a behema from chulin and then a second behema from meiser, but it doesn't allow you to buy one large animal from chulin and meiser together. So it sounds like they are arguing with each other. So the Gemara says, no, you know, my achila rishona, what does it mean, achila rishona? Sheer deme achila rishona min achulin. I mean, you're allowed to buy one large animal with meiser and chulin mixed together, but there has to be enough chulin in there, that's the value of one bite. So let's say one bite is a $20 steak. So when you buy a large cow for $1,000, you could have $980 come from Meiser. As long as $20 comes from chulin, which is the value of an achila rishona, that's enough. So the Brice is really saying you're allowed to buy one large animal with them together, or you could buy one animal from chulin and another animal from Meiser, and really the Brice are not arguing with each other. So that's what Rav Sheshis says. So going back to our Mishnah now. A situation where he's saying a person has a ochlem merubim v'nechasim muatim, he doesn't have so much property, he should buy shlamim merubim. How could he afford shlamim merubim? So what he does is he's allowed to take his chulin money that he has and take the ma'aser sheni money he has and combine it together either to buy one large animal or to buy one small chulin and one small ma'aser animal, and that way he could feed his family with shlamim merubim. We're all good? Yeah.
So that you could piggyback ma'aser sheni money to supplement what the chulin.
Correct. You're allowed to do that as a large one par gadol, or you could buy separately. The first small cow is going to be a chulin animal, and the second cow will be a meiser sheni cow.
If he doesn't have enough money, he can combine with another family.
If he doesn't have enough money, I don't know if there's. I don't think there's a restriction of combining with families. We're talking about the Leil Seder, so the Karban Chagiga, even though there's no din of Chabur for the Chagiga, it's on the Karban Pesach, I don't remember, but once you're in the Chabur eating together, you're not allowed to leave that Chabura. So he's limited to whoever's on the guest list, I believe. I believe so. Okay. Gemar now says at the end of Chesem and Bezir, the halfway down, Amar Ula. Ula says, quotes from Amar Ish Lakish, Hifrish Eser Behemos LeChagigaso. He sets aside 10 animals that he wants to bring as carbon chagiga. So what happens? So hikriv chamesh biyom tov rishon. The first day he brings 5 of them. And chozer makriv chamesh biyom tov sheni. In this yom tov sheni, he could bring the additional ones. Now yom tov sheni here doesn't refer to yom tov sheni shagolios because we're talking about the base of Mikdash, but it is a yom tov sheni. So it must be referring to Chol HaMoed seemingly, right? Right, even though it's called Yom Tov, it's referring to...
Any day that follows the first day.
Right, I'm saying even though it's called Yom Tov Sheni, it doesn't mean Yom Tov, it means Chol HaMoed.
It's Yom Sheni.
What?
Yeah, it's the second day.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yom Tov, the whole thing is Yom Tov.
Yeah, that's what I said, no? Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kevin Shepasuk, Shivein Up Makiv. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, once you've offered the 5 and then you stopped and day one is over, you're not allowed to bring anymore, even on the second day. So Amar Rabbi Abba, V'lo Pligi, there's actually not a machlokas, even though it seems like a machlokas, it's not. Kan b'stam, kan b'mefarish. One is a situation where he was specific and he articulated what he wanted to do. One is where he wasn't. What does that mean? So Rashi says, look at the previous read, look at Rashi first, Chozer Makriv Chamesh B'yom Tov Sheni, that Reish Lakish allowed you to bring the remaining 5 on the additional days. Why? V'lo Amrina, we don't say over who b'Bal Tosef. Ah, didn't he fulfill his chiv already day one? Now he's violating Bal Tosef. We don't say that. Rachman Amar, Chagosem Oso Chad Yoma V'sulo. We don't say that you can only celebrate day one and no longer. The Hanach Nami, the Chad Yomahu, V'sheni Tashum and Derishom. That even though it's one day, the second day is really making up what he was supposed to bring on day one. And day three is what he's making up on day one also. So it's all makeup. It's not considered Baal Tosef. He took upon himself to bring 10, so he needs to fulfill the obligation. So Rabbi Yochanan says he can't do that. So what's the machlokas again? So one stam, one's mefarish. So Rashi explains, stam, im hefrishin stam, einu chozer makrivon. Can mefarish v'alzo. If he just separated 10 but didn't say what they're for. So once he brought 5, he fulfills the obligation. And when he brings another 5, there's no obligation that he stated in the first place. So by him bringing another 5 on day 2, that's actually going to be Baal Tosef. But if he's mefarish, Rashi says, d'amar behedya, he says explicitly, liyom rishon ani mefarish es kulan, I'm separating 10 to bring on day 1, and he only gets a chance to bring 5, kulan chozer makriven, he can bring the remaining 5 on the additional days, because she'enu ela tashmir rishon, since he said it explicitly, it was like taking a nether, he's just fulfilling his nether of day 1, and it's not going to be viewed as Baal Tosef. So Gemara wants to clarify now, hi stam hechidami. What exactly is the case of where he separates stam? This doesn't say what they're for. Ilei madileka shals biyom likarev. If it's a situation where he did not have time to makriv them on day one, we ran out of time. So hi delo akrivenu deleka shals biyom. So again, if he wanted to, if the stam idea was to bring them on day one and he didn't have that time, so the reason why he didn't bring it was because it was lacking time. That's the reason why, not because there is it was stam. It's because there's no time to bring it. So it's a very strange suggestion right now. Ella de lesle ochlin. So if it's a situation where he didn't have enough people to eat, so if he's going to bring all these carbonos, he's going to have so much meat and then no one to eat them, if that's the reason why he stopped bringing it on day one, so then hi de lo akrivenu de lesle ochlin. So then the reason why he didn't bring it wasn't because it was stam, it was because he had no one to eat them. So what's the situation where we say stam, where he only brought 5 of them? So Gemara says, "Lo tzricha d'ika shels b'yom v'slei ochlin." It must be a situation where there's plenty of time in the day to bring the remaining 5, and he had plenty of people to feed. So what was the situation here? But the parentheses here, midekama lo akrivenu. The day one he didn't bring it. Shma mina shira shirinu. He left it out. Rashi says, "Shehaya b'daita lachug shnei yamim." He intentionally left it out. He wasn't forced to. He had plenty of time. Plenty of eaters. He left it out intentionally to celebrate for 2 days. And the Gemara says, Hachanami Mestaver. It's also quite logical to say this, because the Chiyasa Rabin, when Rabin came back from Eretz Yisrael, he came to Bavel. All the time we have the Lashon Chiyasa Rabin. He came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He always quoted Rabbi Yochanan. So he said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hifrish Eser Behemos L'Chagigaso. You separate 10 animals for your Chagiga. Hikriv Chamesh B'yom Tav Rishon, Chozer Makriv Chamesh B'yom Tav Sheni. So Rabbi Yochanan himself said, if you're makriv 5 on day 1, you're allowed to be makriv 5 on the remaining days. Kashin ahadadeh. We said above, Rabbi Yochanan says that you can't be makriv on the remaining days. So it's a steer within Rabbi Yochanan. Elav shmamina must be a case. Kan bistam, kan bimifarish. Shmamina. So let's understand the case again. So in a situation where stam, where he doesn't explicitly say it, he just had it in mind to do this. So then it looks like Baal Tosef, he brings 5 on the remaining days. But if he says bimifarish, I want to separate these 10 animals to bring today, and then he didn't get a chance to, so when he brings the remaining 5 animals, since everybody knows he's coming to bring it as a tashlumim for Yom Tov Rishon, he's allowed to, and it's not going to come across as looking like Baal Tosef.
So Stam is Baal Tosef?
Stam is Baal Tosef, exactly.
But he brings it anyway.
No, he doesn't. According to all opinions, he doesn't bring it.
He doesn't bring it.
Yeah, he's not allowed to bring it, Stam. So then the Gemara says the very last line of Amar Beis here, Itmar Nami, who's also said, Amar of Shemin Bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, lo kasha, it's not a problem. Lo shanu ella shelo gamar. This whole situation is when it wasn't gamar, aval gamar choser umakriv. So we see that there's a distinction. Quoting from Rabbi Yochanan, there's a distinction. Sometimes you can be makriv, sometimes you can't. So what does it mean? My gamar, ilemar gamar karbonosav, my makriv. If it says if he finishes karbonos, then he's allowed to bring more. What more is there to bring? He already finishes karbonos. So what does it mean gamar? We're going to read it back in just a second. What it means is, if the date didn't finish and he just stopped bringing because he didn't want to bring anymore, that's a case of stam. He had his initial intention was to bring day 1 and day 2, and that's incorrect. You're not supposed to bring on day 2. But if the gamar hayom, the day finished, and that was the cause of him not bringing the remaining karbanos, so then he could be chozer makiv because his intention is to simply serve as tashlumim for day 1. So this is consistent with what we said above. Okay. Stop here, and we'll pick up Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.